Progressive compression. This is the drill that I'm most afraid of because I know I might bomb it. But here we go anyway. And I shouldn't even say that because if I nail it, then I just sound like an asshole. I have chosen a passage from one of my favorite books, Leviathan Wakes, from the Expanse series by James S.A. Corey. The passage comes on page 184. It's after Detective Joe Miller has discovered that his colleagues no longer respect him and that they don't consider him to be a good detective because he is basically useless. So he's what they call the department fish now. He's the guy that they pair up with the partners nobody else wants, and he's the guy they assign cases to if the case isn't important or that they don't want the case solved. Here's the passage that I'm going to try and summarize. The beautiful thing about losing your illusions, he thought, was that you got to stop pretending. All the years he'd told himself that he was respected, that he was good at his job, that all his sacrifices had been made for a reason, fell away and left him with the clear, unmuddied knowledge that he was a functional alcoholic who had pared away everything good in his own life to make room for anesthetic. Shadid thought he was a joke. Mus thought he was the price she paid not to sleep with someone she didn't like. The only one who might have any respect for him at all was Havelock, an Earther. It was peaceful in its way. He could stop making the effort to keep up appearances. If he stayed in bed listening to the alarm drone, he was just living up to expectations. No shame in that. So now I'm going to start a 1 minute timer, and I'm going to try and summarize the key details of that passage in exactly 1 minute without going over, without going under, and I am going to try and do lexical pauses, and we'll see how it goes. Detective Miller had realized that he no longer had the respect of his colleagues, that his alcoholism had basically chewed away his abilities as a cop and had left his life basically functionless. Nonetheless, he cynically realized that there was some freedom that came with that. Without anybody respecting him and without anybody holding him up to any expectations, he could simply fail, and no one would notice. He could do exactly what they expected of him. He could stay in bed all day. He could drink all night. No one would be surprised. No one would even say a crossword to him. All he had to do was accept the fact that he was basically the department's joke, and he was free to kill himself with booze. And that was... almost, I came up short by about 3 seconds, but that was pretty good. And we're going to reset the timer for 30 seconds now. And we're going to try and get, and then we're going to try again. Okay. And I'm only saying that because it takes me a second to reset my timer here. Because you do want to do this while watching a timer so that you get used to how long it takes you to speak. When Detective Miller came to the realization that he was the department joke, that his alcoholism had destroyed his ability to be a good officer. Instead of falling into an existential crisis, he instead reflected on how freeing it was to live your life without anybody expecting anything of you. He could simply continue to fail and no one would notice. Okay, and that was good. That was like exactly 30 seconds. Now we're going to try and do it in 15 seconds. Okay. With all of his delusions of being a good cop now destroyed by the revelation that he was the department joke, Joe Miller realized that he could continue to drink and sleep his days away, and no one would care. Okay, and again, that was actually pretty good. So now I'm sorry I said this was going to be kind of crap.